reactively just like,
oh, it looks good. Thanks, you're good. Too. It's good. It's all good. It's everything's all good. Perfect. Now don't move for an hour and a half.
Hi.
Hi. Oh. God.
Yeah, God.
And welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to this week's episode of Trash. I'm Millie Monroe, dressed as your...
I'm so sorry.
Dressed as your favorite hooker, this one over here.
You are kind of dressed like me today, aren't you? You said straight hair.
No, I said, what's the scariest thing I own? The straight wig.
Who's the scariest person I could date? Queen. And today I am Grace from Will and Grace. I said I need your big red hair. You have something in your hair.
What is it?
Buggy. It's not though.
Oh, talk about scary.
Oh, I did just fuck up your head.
Talk about scary.
Scary bugs. Bugs are scary.
You know, they outnumber us by like the millions.
A trillion's gotta be. Right?
I don't know, they're bugs.
I mean,
they
also
live underground.
Hard to get a live count. Because
yeah,
have,
what
like,
are you gonna do?
Short lifespans.
You can't just like stick a tube in some soil, take it up, dump it out, wash the dirt away, and be like, well, there are 10 insects here.
So if we multiply that by
quadrillion,
right? We should do that. We should do that.
You
want
to do that?
Yeah.
Stick a hole. Stick a hole.
Publish that paper. We see how should. It goes.
Yeah. Ask for a grant.
Honestly,
people have asked for stupider things.
Honestly, and gotten a lot of money.
I think some of those people, they regret getting some of that money.
And now they're like, now I got to make something up.
I gotta make something
up. But that's science.
Have you, you saw that movie, that like, Keira Knightley movie. It's a Keira Knightley movie where she was digging stuff.
I've heard of this. And she, and isn't like a gay man in that? Nope, keep going.
No, never mind.
I know what you're talking about because it was recent. Yeah. And I remember being like, this kind of was under the radar for as big as she is.
Mm. Is any celebrity as big as they were? Because they're all doing commercials, they're all doing TV. Celebritydom is gone.
That's true.
They're fighting. I saw Will Ferrell. They are, they're swimming.
It's true, it's like you're either, you got in under that like super celebrity
TV.
Thing where you like just don't have to be working anymore.
Yes.
Like Julia Roberts.
Yes. I don't know, she's probably coming off of that now too.
She does Estee Lauder ads.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, every so often I have to go back to that green screen and run across Paris and say, et de toilette.
Right.
And then she's baking, what, $2 million?
Probably. $2 million, I hope more than that.
Well, okay.
For one ad.
I doubt it.
Really, these
She's
days?
Probably thanking the Lord that she paid off her house in Malibu.
Wow.
Because Jesus. But they don't own anything. They all have to pay taxes. She's like, yeah, do that Estee Lauder cartoon.
Cartoon.
Well, at this point, they're all cartoon. Well, green screen is kind of like a cartoon to me.
I see what you're saying.
Digitally rendered.
You're like, if we are not setting up the shot here.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
You're making it up.
Yeah.
You're illustrating it. It's a different form of illustration.
It's a different format.
Speaking of which, did you guys like that music video last week?
What'd you think?
All, 92 of you that have watched it?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Get on it, you fans. I love that. I love that. We do not know what to do with power. We have 100, I'm sweating now. We have 150 subscribers, which, by the way, thank you. That's wonderful.
God.
And we immediately start bullying you into watching our videos.
150 friends.
I think they're our friends.
I mean...
You have a lot of followers on Instagram, though.
Paid.
That's true. But, yeah, we immediately were like, you aren't doing enough.
I think...
All 150, you need to step it up.
I,
Look at this.
What is it? Oh. But I think calling you Bob, Bob, Bob. Like I said, I'm calling you...
Where did you go?
You don't know that song. That Nicki Minaj song.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Put him in a dungeon and then under.
No.
He's been eating a day in a hunger.
Who don't want to lose balls? Yes. Maybe just a touch of Tourette's.
Yeah. Is that what you're
doing? No.
Oh.
I was doing a. What's your name here? Kung Fu Chung Hu. Bob. 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 And they're doing the Bob. God, I'm chronically online.
I don't know that one, though.
Okay, well, I hope it's Nicki Minaj.
Probably.
I don't know anybody's name.
Do you want to hear something scary about this wig?
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a dead spider in it?
Do you know every time I do pull out a wig I haven't been wearing in a while, because I keep them in boxes,
yeah.
I'm like spider infested. And I do a thorough search.
Yeah. I kind of just hope for the best.
Just throw it on.
I mean, if you're living in a wig and you're a spider, hopefully you're just a gay spider.
Right, and you're like, I'll step back to you.
Yeah, you go off. Clearly I'll take the limelight for a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then I'll come back when you're done.
I mean, they're wolf spiders. You have a bear, a twink, a cub.
Don't get into that then. Anyway, there are no spiders in my hair, but this is...
and spiders in my hair.
Creepy.
Sorry.
This is real, the bottom part. And then the top part is fake. And you can actually see, maybe not in person, but on camera, you definitely can see the difference in the sheen of them.
Oh my God.
And you see how this is like a little flatter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can taste it. Oh, that one's yours now. Take it with you.
That was so gross. That was gross.
Literally.
I was like, Samara, come here.
Hair out of my head with your mouth. Oh, don't make me move too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to hear something scary?
I do.
Like, legitimately scary?
Okay.
I had a panic attack last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, not a real panic attack. I had a moment in my...
Don't, like, downplay it. If you really had one, you had
I
one.
Turned to Scott and I said, listen, we need to make some changes.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, what? I pulled out my phone, opened it up. I opened it up. You see here? You see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
You have... Oh! Yeah, you consolidated all of your apps.
No more
Facebook.
You have
Facebook. One folder.
No more Instagram.
Wait a minute.
No more TikTok.
On your phone?
If I want to look at those, I got to go on the computer.
Wow.
I got to go on the computer to look at those.
What about your iPad?
I didn't put any of that stuff on the iPad.
Okay.
The only social thing I have on here is my Discord.
Wow.
Well, I have X too, but I never get on there.
That's for different reasons.
Well,
and that's a non-negotiable.
At least Elon Musk is really out here going, listen, we're crossing the paths. We're crossing the streams.
Crossing the streams?
Peeing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is what they're doing. That is what they're doing in X. They're just pissing on each other.
So, yeah, scary. I cold turkey. I said last night, no more. Off my phone. I said, it's too much.
What are you gonna do later?
Later tonight?
Yeah, with all of our pictures. So go on the computer. You're gonna be like, what's it like out there tonight? Like when I'm doing it, you're gonna be like, what's going on?
No, but here's the thing. I was watching this TikTok, this man who was like, right now we are living in a world, spooky, this is spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Get into
mm-hmm.
it,
get into it.
He's like, it's like, we just discovered alcohol.
Okay.
We are 30 years into drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And we're pounding it.
Yeah.
We are pounding alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And we have no idea what's on the other side of it.
This is true.
We have no idea what's on the other side of it. And I thought about that and I said, you know what? I think he's absolutely right.
I mean, because we know it's an addiction.
Yes.
We already know it's causing some problems.
Yes. It's bad for your brain.
It's
bad for your eyes.
It's taking up so much of our time.
It's bad for your hands.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
It's very convincing.
It convinced me.
That's a good comparison.
It's convinced me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an alcoholic,
please
go and pick
going.
A drink.
Yeah.
But I am not.
Yeah.
But I am addicted to this thing.
Listen, it's hot. She's hot right now. Hansel, she's so hot right now. Honestly, what was cunty about that story is your phone opened with your face immediately. And she doesn't recognize me in drag.
That's what I'm saying. See?
So they've already, like, we know you're trying to quit, and we'll give it to you easy now, if you want.
Delete it. And I just really hate that us millennials, I'm sorry, it is the millennials,
yeah. We
have fed the internet for years.
Oh, I mean, our it is our monster.
Yeah, our entire lives are there.
Yeah.
And we are the ones that made it so addictive.
Well,
and bad.
Actually, I want to take that away.
You don't think so?
I mean, they created the platform. They created the algorithms that continue to reward that kind of behavior, that, like, notify you to open it up again.
Okay.
It was... Because, like, I don't think everyone took it and immediately started putting their whole lives there.
I think we supplied all the information.
I mean, obviously, we fed it.
Yeah.
But, like, I still blame the platforms.
I think
they
had...
Because you can
yes.
design them in a way... Okay. They could have designed them in a way...
Yeah.
that made the balance better. And they decided to design them in a way to make them addictive and to make you keep coming back. So social media from the start was already like against us. I don't think it's again, it's like alcohol. You hand somebody alcohol, you're not going to blame the drink.
Yeah, you're not going to look at P. Diddy and say, I'm not going to have this drink.
Because that's what I'm doing then, isn't it?
What?
Blaming the drink. Blaming the platform.
Just because I'm wearing a miniskirt does not mean I want your 10-inch vagina.
Exactly.
Spooky.
All of our metaphors.
Spooky.
All of my metaphors have fallen through.
Have they? Through the floor?
I was trying to make a point.
I heard you. Loud and queer.
Loud and queer. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
We're not scientists.
I'm just saying. It's just unhealthy.
I agree.
As we're putting on wigs and talking into a void.
Listen, I'm so glad though, because all of my social media since 2018 has pretty much been drag.
Yeah.
Like I deleted my Instagram at that point and then like rejoined in drag persona.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I still do personal stuff on there too. But,
it's not about sharing your life. It's about sharing the brand.
Correct.
Your brand. What are you presenting of yourself?
Correct. And it's not my whole life either. Right. And there was a point where that needed to be a representation of my life, my whole life. And then I was like, you just get my taste.
Yes.
And if it's going to be curated, I'm going to give you some of the best creative stuff I have, which is why we started doing this.
Yes.
So like using it as that outlet I like, but that being said,
it can't control you.
The attention from that keeps me coming back.
I know.
And so like, that is why all 150 of you have to start watching our videos more. Janine, because we want to look at the stats.
I do like looking at the stats. I did keep Yahoo. Yahoo Studio is still on my phone.
That's really funny. Like the most defunct website that started out the strongest. Yeah, let's call it that from now on. We're on Yahoo. You know that one?
I still use
You have a Yahoo I almost called it a Yahoo Gmail address.
That's funny.
That's so wild.
My two email... I have three email addresses. Yeah. One of them is a Gmail. I never use it. I never check it. It's not even on my phone.
Really?
My two other Yahoo accounts.
That's funny.
I just...
Born in the game.
What do you want from me?
I mean, I started on Hotmail.
I mean, me too. MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, barely was on AOL.
I never did that because I didn't have friends in middle school, so AOL chat was not, like, my game.
Andy was on AOL. I think a couple other people might have been on AOL, but no. It was Hotmail.
It was Hotmail.
God. Yeah.
Because that's what you wanted, the at Hotmail.
Exactly.
It was fun to say you were on Hotmail.
Do you remember your first Hotmail account?
It's the same one I still have. JamZ15.
Wow.
Because, I mean, that's the Gmail account that I have now, but, like, I locked in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, day one.
Dang.
Also,
What?
Go ahead.
I mean, it's fun being young on the internet.
It is. And we got to grow up in that time. And I mean, we were certainly experimented on clearly through this whole process. But I'm glad that in our lifetimes we're seeing like a move through it.
I mean,
we're not so caught up in it to escape it. I don't think anyone truly is.
No, I think we're experiencing the death of the internet.
Maybe so.
Because I do think it is just populated by robots and dumb people. Mm. And I'm sorry to say it, the longer Trump stays in this weird void, the longer I just think, well, okay, this is actually what it was.
Yeah.
I was watching the Fox interview with Kamala Harris.
Oh, right.
And she was like, she told that guy, she was like,
No. I know what you're about.
Yes, yeah. And so I listened to her, I listened to him, and I was like, I understand now. I, unfortunately, am a smart person sometimes.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of dumb people out there.
I do. And that's no shade.
No.
Our education system has failed a lot of people.
I think people cannot think for themselves.
Well, I watched a video about it today. It was this teacher talking about standardized testing with her, I want to say they're like a third grade class.
Okay.
And she was doing a, what do they call it? Like a portion of your year that you're like a section or like
snapshot.
They're doing like a reading section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of this whatever. So she was
curriculum.
Having them read whole books.
Holes.
Through the class, discussing, like, which I don't even remember doing in elementary school. Like, we would do book reports and stuff like that. But
we
like,
had
as
those
a class,
big textbooks that were like, they might have, you know, 30 pages of a real book inside of it.
And we would do that together.
Yeah,
they were doing whole books together. And at some point during one of those lessons, a unit, that's what I was looking
unit.
For.
Unit.
One of the administrators comes in and is like, oh, that's great, but are you like preparing them for the standardized test enough? And they were like, okay, well, we're gonna switch over to that. And for like 2 weeks was only doing like worksheets. But she was like, against their rules, slipping in more reading time.
Yeah.
And
you mean comprehending?
You mean learning? And she was going into detail about it. She was like, we're not talking, because she's like, no shit, shade to movies and all of those other mediums.
Sure.
But she's like, we're talking about engaging with a piece of art over a long period of time, which is what you do with books.
Oh, yes.
Which is different than consuming it passively in like an hour and a half.
Yes.
Talking about things that relate and critical thinking and like matching things from trying to remember it from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. That's an experience. Like, it's all of these things that like really feed our brains and how we learn.
Okay, I'm going to get transphobic for a second.
Oh.
When I was 10 years old and reading Harry Potter, okay, Scott and I were talking about this, because when
That's how transphobic it gets.
we were talking about this. We were talking about our frame of references while we're reading.
Yes.
And when you read, how do you, first off, do you visualize anything when you read?
Yes.
How deeply developed is it?
This is interesting. It is more developed the more frequently I'm reading.
Like, if you start a brand new book?
Work
that muscle.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like, if I have been reading a few books in a year, that fourth book that I get to, vivid.
Okay, thank
if
you.
If I haven't written in a while.
Written in a while.
Then I start, this is what happens.
I'm so stupid. The minute I start saying ain't and y'all and all this crap.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh my God, listen.
That's stupid.
I am not a speaker. I
you are.
I'm not a texter.
You fucking talk. Don't give me that shit.
No, I am not an eloquent speaker.
Oh.
I am not an eloquent speaker.
Yeah, whatever.
But anyways, when I'm reading a book, it's a movie.
Right.
It is a movie.
Yeah. And you've had that muscle from a young age, exercise. Like, you're like an athlete at this point.
And Scott and I, while we were discussing, I think it's because of how many plays I've had to read and how, like, you have to just get the sense of what is happening immediately.
That is kind of the hardest point on exercise is the buy-in, the jump
in.
Because you're like, okay.
Just got to go.
Trying to, like, figure out this world and these characters. That can take a while.
Yes. And so, because Scott does not see a movie. He'll see, like, images every once in a while and stuff, but it's kind of blurry, so I don't remember where we were going with this. Oh, comprehension. Yeah. Here we go. In those textbooks that we were reading, where you got the 30 pages of Caddy Woodlawn or whatever, listen.
Yeah.
How is a child, a 10-year-old, I need to go back to the Harry Potter thing, too, but how is a child supposed to understand a story when they get chapter 3 and 4, which is after exposition,
out of context,
and you're like, okay, now answer these 10 questions based on these 30 pages where you have absolutely no context.
Because your brain wasn't allowed to develop remembering those things as they would if you had read the whole book.
Correct.
And you're jumping into the experience without any exposition, so you're already not given the journey that the author intended.
Yes.
All of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's crap, and I think we should be reading more books.
Whole books. Start to finish.
Because that is the problem. We cannot comprehend.
No.
Books are able... Okay, diatribe, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Books are able to take you on emotional journeys that you cannot get anywhere else.
It's a completely different internal experience.
And because you are only relying on yourself, you begin to really understand your values, your morals, the way that you comprehend information, the way that you store things based on the human conditions in the book that you read. So you really need to read at least one book a year.
Yeah.
I mean, one. Yeah. Listen, I have not done good this year. I've read like 20 books. Last year I read 48, which is like the most I've ever read in a year.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I didn't do well. I was a real slump. But I'm also writing.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that like I read a lot of short stories too.
Yeah.
Regularly. I feel like that keeps the muscle exercised. There is something to sitting down to a whole novel, though. Yeah. It is a little different. Because, again, we're talking about, like, being with it for a long period of time.
Well, that's it. Like, it takes, what, 15, 20 hours
to finish a book? Taking breaks, coming back to it, remembering.
Right.
It is, I mean, And I like that you said that, like, being bad, like, I don't believe in, like, you know, moral authority based on that. But sure. I equate that to, like, I don't feel as good in myself. I don't feel as though I've upheld my values.
Yes.
All of those things that you mentioned.
Right.
If I'm not reading regularly.
And I also think it depends on the books that people are reading. I'm reading books that often challenge things within me. I'm reading about people who are maybe like me, but are in completely different circumstances. Yeah. Or just something that I'm not able to really understand myself. Empathy, girl.
Oh, I mean, it's just putting empathy. You in a life situation that you may never be in.
And it's the closest thing. I think movies can do an okay job of this. Yeah. But if you live with somebody for 20 hours who is just going through it, I think your life will change.
Agreed.
And I think you'll be able to see the person on the other side of that counter and say, yeah, they might be awful, but maybe something bad happened an hour
That's
ago.
That's a really good point. Just the store of different stories and ideas and situations, mm-hmm. because, I mean, the Bible has real. I'm going to blame it on that again, but, like, really given people such short parameters of what can happen in real life.
Sure.
That is all they perceive as happening in real life, and they try to put other people's experience into that box.
Yes.
So it's like, when you have a store of different stories, experiences, beliefs that you believe,
yes.
first of all, like you believe the people telling them and that you've internalized and gotten on with, then those things come up.
Yes.
And you're able to react less, you know, petty or offensive. Like, we all have that judgment in us.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're at the counter and you're like, well, maybe that person went through that thing that I read about once. It's like, you can truly leave it there.
Yeah.
And it's powerful like that.
Yeah. I also think it's good to realize that other people, you know, have just as vivid lives as you have.
Yeah.
I think that's really, sometimes it can be hard to really fundamentally understand that.
Yes.
Because I think we're all really selfish because we're all fighting to survive.
Right.
Right? We're just innately selfish.
Yeah.
I think we just are. And I think you have to remember that everybody lives that 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, wait. I need to come back around to the end of that story.
Of what story?
With the teacher.
There's an end to that story?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So after the standardized testing, the kids have taken it, la, la, la.
Yes.
The administrators call all the teachers into a meeting. She goes into the room. They all turn to her. They're like, your students got the best score out of all of the classrooms. What were you doing? And then, like, proceeded to listen to her just talk about how she let her kids read. Yeah. Exactly, girl. Exactly.
Listen. Reading is what? Fundamental.
Fundamental.
And suck on it.
Suck on it.
Oh.
Also read Suck on It by Chuck Tingle.
But also, back to the Harry Potter.
Oh yeah.
So if you've ever read the books,
yeah.
So like, you know, there's like Hagrid. Maybe I'm not supposed to finish the story. There's like Hagrid's hut, and then there's like, what's beyond the grounds of Hogwarts? Like, what is it?
Oh, right. I don't know.
Well, to me, my 10-year-old self, you played Ocarina of Time, right?
No.
You never played Zelda Ocarina of Time? Okay, well, when you're in Hyrule,
yeah,
and you're like going from town to town, right?
Yeah.
There is this like brown wall that kind of separates everything.
Okay, it's the same thing in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Like, you reach the edge of the map, there's kind of like a...
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever gone to the edge of a map in Breath of the Wild.
I circle it. I love to find it. Because there's also... we can get into that.
But anyways, that's what I pictured.
Yeah, just kind of
so
like...
So it's like your hazy frame of reference.
Well, and actually that's... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes,
like,
yes.
There is a haze around the knowledge that you don't have.
Correct.
Correct. And I think people see those as like safety fences.
Yes.
And they're like, I can't go outside of that because it's scary. Because it is, learning new things.
Yes.
You have to...
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to learn about new experiences. You have to... Fear is the mind killer.
Fear is the mind killer, and also so is drugs.
Drugs are the mind killer.
That's what my therapist says.
Yeah. Slowly, but so is alcohol. Yes. So is this.
Listen.
So is caffeine.
So is this.
This is not killing anybody.
No, we're just slaying.
We're slaying.
As my wig goes back.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, so scary.
Scary.
Ooh. Are you reading?
Are you?
Are you reading?
What are you reading? I am reading, but it's cheating because I'm listening.
Mm.
Which I do think is a different...
Cheating.
It's not cheating, but it is a different intake, right? So I'm not getting the same building and the same synapses firing, it's a different thing.
I disagree. Thing.
Really?
I disagree.
For me, it's different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you're just, I mean, you might be processing the information differently. Yes.
Because I'm not, there is a medium there. Yeah. There is, I'm very aware that there is a person telling me a story.
Interesting.
And so it's almost like, and this is bad, it's just like my church days, but it's almost kind of like hearing like a pastor tell a story or whatever. I'm sort of imagining it through their lens.
Oh my God.
And I'm not able to do it on my own. I can only do that when I'm like reading.
When I'm listening to a book, it's like I'm at the drive-in.
Ooh.
And it's kind of wonderful.
I love that.
Now, the narrator has to be good. Sometimes the narrator can take me out of it.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I would say there's a lot of good audiobooks out there.
Oh, I think if you're one of those people that have never read a book since seventh grade,
start with an audiobook. Actually, that's a good idea.
And I think just listen to it while you're doing chores, while you're doing bills.
Re-exercise that muscle slowly.
Paint your nails. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Listen to a book. And don't listen to The Secret History. Now, I love The Secret History, but you people out there, that's not the first book you're going to want to pick up.
No.
Go to Dear God. Pick up one of those Sarah J. Maas books.
Sure.
That fairy smut. People love that.
Great.
They are thick, but people love it.
I do think that that's a good point is like, you were talking about reading a lot of diverse things earlier and like getting new experiences.
Sure.
Like, jump in with the shit that like immediately draws you.
You have to.
You have to.
Or else otherwise you're gonna be bored.
Exactly. And you're gonna get sick of it and you're gonna give up the whole thing altogether. You have to, like, smut, I'm not lying, is my gateway.
Yeah.
And that works for me. Or like, I don't know, just something juicy.
I think people think a book is going to be dry no matter what the book is.
Mm.
And it's just because, I'm sorry to say, you haven't read enough books.
Agreed.
And you haven't looked through enough of them because—
There are bad books.
Oh, and I've read plenty of them.
Yes, but oh, you gotta read the bad too. That's kind of the whole thing of it.
Yeah.
Like, get it all.
Yeah, I think just do it.
Just keep reading.
You have to.
You have to.
We need dare shirts, not dare shirts. What were the read shirts?
Was it R-E-A-D and did they stand for something?
Dare shirts. We need dare shirts.
Right, but we need to like redo it as read.
Yeah, but I also just want a dare shirt too.
Oh, okay.
What's it stand for? Destroying adults randomly, erratically.
Yeah, they are destroying adulthood, honestly. Take drugs away and...
Dang,
not dare.
Dang.
Drugs are no good.
Wait.
I think we just did it. Could you imagine? Our personas suddenly go very conservative.
Well.
And we start bringing drags to the children, though, and it's dang.
Dang.
Drugs are no good.
Drugs are no good. I love that so much.
Wasn't there a song?
Drugs are no good.
No good at all.
And we're here singing the gospel of...
to save the children from the drugs.
Elon Musk.
Stop selling drugs to kids.
You know you're doing it because you're 1 in 16 cars on the road.
We all know it. You know it too. The president knows it. And Kamala knows it.
Kamala too.
Kamala's gonna put you in jail for selling drugs to kids, Elon.
You know what's really scary?
Elon Musk's house on Halloween.
I was gonna say Elon Musk jumping for joy in the air in that picture.
That's really funny.
It's so scary.
He is a very awkward person.
I want to meet him.
Do you?
As this, though.
Oh.
I hate meeting celebrities.
Have you met many?
A lot.
Have you really?
Yes.
Who?
A lot.
Name them.
All right, who do you want me to name?
Name them.
Let's see.
What's your favorite one that you've met?
My favorite celebrity story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is it scary? Can you make it scary?
I'll make it scary.
Okay,
all right. I was 17 years old.
Oh, yikes.
And it was in the dead of summer.
Okay.
It was hot.
Mm.
I was not in Missouri. I was in California with my brother.
Mm.
We were there for a couple weeks. And also what made it extra scary is that the third, maybe the first Batman movie came out. Batman Begins.
Right, one of the
one
good
of
ones.
Those.
Oh, the Christopher Nolan ones.
I think
ones.
It might have been the Joker one. I think it might have been.
So Dark Knight.
That sounds right, because I want to say, we were going to go see it.
You were how old?
I don't know.
17?
Yeah, I think so.
So then Dark Knight.
Okay, that's right. Because we went to, I'm going to call it the Cineplex in Los Angeles. And we were going to go see this movie. It was in the middle of the day. They had the Batmobile car parked out front.
Oh, yes, damn. Very cool. I mean, Hollywood.
Yeah, well, who knows if it was actually the real one. And then they had like a couple costumes inside, right? Ooh. Because I'm pretty sure they had the Joker costume.
That's cool. The one from the current movie?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Did they do that in New York too, where they put costumes in glass boxes at the movie theater? Yeah, I mean,
people are living better lives than us.
But you also have to take the subway. So, I guess you do also take the subway.
I like the subway. I like trains. Got a little bacon back there. Triggered.
I really was.
I mean, I never had to commute in New York City the way you had, so I'm sure I would have a different opinion about it, but anyway.
We go see this movie. And it's intense. He died. Yeah. They released the movie. Yeah. What's her name gets exploded at the end. Yeah. Like, it's a heavy movie. All three of those movies, terrorism. It's a heavy.
Oh, truly. It's Batman in 9/11. The War on Terror.
Yeah, for sure. It is 9/11 on crack.
Yeah.
So, watching this movie. It's empty, mostly, predominantly. We're like sitting in the middle.
Oh, interesting. Middle of the day.
Middle of the day. As the lights are going down and the previews are coming up, a couple people come in. And they sit directly behind us.
No.
And they're loud the entire time. Oh. And they're loud the entire time.
And they're loud, and too.
So we're like... And so the movie's done and we get out. And we we don't look at them because, you know, we don't want to like... Those kind of things.
I see.
Yeah, we just want to get out of there. Go.
Right.
We leave. I think Fisher had to go to the restroom or something. And so we went to the restroom and Gaga goes, Gaga.
Sorry, keep going.
And Gaga goes, those people came out of the theater. And we're like, oh my God. She goes, you'll never guess who it is. And we're like, who is it? She goes, do not turn around.
Don't look.
I'm like, who is it?
That's my favorite game.
Yeah, don't look. I'm like, who is it? And she goes, it's Cameron Diaz. And Fisher and I both went, and she's like standing there with her two gays. And we were like, ah! And we like ran out of the theater.
That was scary.
It was scary.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
It was scary.
Because that's like A-list.
It was scary.
And you just don't see her everywhere.
No.
Had she retired from acting at that point?
I don't know, but it was scary.
Wow. That's a good one. You're right.
Another good Los Angeles one is Gaga and I were going to a bookstore that we really like in Los Feliz. Uh-huh. And we're just walking along, and she goes, oh, my God, it's Anne Heche. And we pass Anne Heche, who's having coffee right here. And I went, because I'm a slut.
I will not bother them.
Yeah.
I want to see. I will gawk.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that there's anything wrong with being like, from across the street. I think that's funny.
I think it's because my aunt absolutely thought it was the most embarrassing thing in the entire world.
Oh, so you were leaning in.
But like, no. Oh. But like, I thought I should be ashamed. But I really just wanted to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm curious.
Yeah, Rob Zombie.
Are they just like us?
That's another great story.
Okay, keep
meeting
going.
Rob Zombie. No.
This
is so boring.
No,
this is so boring. This is so boring.
Not to me.
So boring. No.
Maybe to our 150.
Well, I'm
non
sorry.
Non-music video watchers.
Again in Los Angeles, my aunt took me on this little tour of the studio, and we were going around in the little offices, and I can't remember who was giving us the tour, somebody she knew, and they were like, oh, they're doing something. They were showing us the Folio studio where they make the little sounds and stuff.
Oh, love.
And he goes, oh, they're actually editing something right now. And he kind of peeked in, and he's like, oh yeah, we can go in, because they kind of went like this. And it was Rob Zombie and his two sound engineers, and they were doing the sound of his first Halloween movie, which was awful, by the way.
Right.
But that was cool.
That is cool.
Very unassuming guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I like behind scenes stuff like that because I like the entertainment industry.
I know. Too bad the Munster sucked. Did you see that movie?
I know.
God.
Did he make that?
Yes.
A remake?
Yes.
Of the Munster?
With his wife. Yes, it's so bad.
And it was meant to be...
And Elvira was in it.
Was it meant to be scary?
No.
Oh.
It was kind of campy, but it was
bad.
When
did this happen?
Last Halloween, I think.
Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't see
this. Bad.
Mm.
Netflix.
Well, they didn't call me, so. They could have gotten a better Elvira. It's probably failed because he used the real one. I'm obsessed with her.
She was in it for like 2 seconds.
I love her.
She was like a used car salesman or something.
What a fucking great career. Like cult celebrity, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you come in with like one character.
Somebody hated her, I read recently.
Oh.
Some other hot host hated her.
Probably Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
God.
I was watching an interview with her and Kate McKinnon the other day. Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
And Kate McKinnon apparently is like a farmer now, like took her SNL money and went and bought a farm and like grows her own food and stuff.
Good for her.
Got out. And she was talking about that. And of course she's just funny and the way that she tells any story, whether it's serious or not, it's funny. And she was trying to get her little like whatever's in I'm laughing and they panned to Drew and she's like.
Not listening.
So serious about it.
Oh.
And I'm just like, you need to go. Because you're not even, like, picking up on what your guests are giving
you. Is she on just heavy drugs?
I think so. And then she... Oh, I don't like that she touches people.
Oh, she does?
Yes. Haven't you seen those where she, like, I'm going to get... And, like, she's, like, this on them and, like, in their lap.
Oh, my God. You're so cold.
I am. Or she'll, like, get on the floor in front of them. You haven't seen any of these?
No.
And she's, like, at their feet while they're talking, like, on their lap. I'm not joking. It's too close. It's too weird to me.
Did she do this with Kamala?
No, but that was Aki. God, before she got the nomination too, and like we're all feeling the heat of it, and she was like, again, serious, too serious. We need a Mamala right now. Also, what an insulting thing to say to...
Who?
She's a mother.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Carries a Glock.
She does carry a Glock.
I watched it.
About to be our first president, woman president of the United States, and you're... Asking her to be a mother, that's insulting to me. I mean, yes, she is a mother, but asking her to mother the nation, it's like, no, I'm going to lead the nation as the president, thank you. And, like, I'll let you know when you can leave, which is immediately.
That's like, yeah. You're not going to be president. You're going to be Susan B. Anthony.
You're going to be the mother of the nation. No, girl, she's our president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which means she's probably going to commit war crimes.
I mean, she already has, right?
She already has. And she's probably gonna, like, make some really bad decisions.
Can I tell you one
but
thing?
But she's also not gonna send us into the Handmaid's Tale, so here we are.
Well, let's see. Let's bring it down just nuts. I'm checking you. I'm checking you, Democrats. I do like, I don't like, no Freudian slip here. I don't like that they're running this campaign on, oh, the Republicans are weird, right?
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't think that should be the baseline for it. I'm like, get your punches in, whatever, but don't run on that.
Okay, but her TikTok really is making fun of them, but like, kind of mean.
This is where I am like, and I get that this is also kind of like a Christian reaction in me.
Okay, yes.
Where I'm like, we don't punch back the same way they do.
Yes, okay.
So when the weird stuff started, I was like, fine. But also, let's not forget who the like the first weirdos were,
right? Yes.
Which was like the marginalized people.
Yes, yes.
All of those things. And we made that part of our identity.
Sure.
And Democrats accepted that. I mean, not always, but
whatever.
That's kind of how I think of that in my mind.
Yes.
So then to turn it around and call people weird for whatever their behavior is.
Religious extremists.
Which is crazy, but let's call it that. Let's call it extremists.
We should call them terrorism.
Right.
We should
not just call it weird because
they're terrorists.
It's too amorphous and it's too a little bit like they're gonna become the new punks, and I don't want them to have that kind of like
they are terrorists
reputation. Yeah.
I absolutely 100% agree.
Yeah.
But so like don't come at it where you're poking fun at them. I think we should just say, listen, they are terrorists in this country.
Well, also, like, these are
I
don't want to make assumptions, but if you're voting for president, if you're voting for Trump, I think that you have some education issues, some maybe disenfranchised issues.
Cynicism.
Not feeling like you are being heard.
Yes.
Or this is what I'm hearing from these people.
But why are you not feeling like you're being not heard?
Right. Is it because people are getting rights as well as you and you have trouble with that? Or it's like psychological. They're looking for someone to save them from this current situation and they're picking the wrong god.
I just don't understand what they think they're gaining.
They're not. In fact, there are so many policies, especially medical policies, that go directly against their better interests.
They know that.
And they know it, but it's like, I don't want other people to have rights.
They said, you're gonna lose your right to vote. And they're like, I don't care.
As long as someone
else doesn't. I trust him.
Right. wild. It's terrorism.
It's terrorism. Yeah. It's spooky.
But no, it's not weird.
It's not weird. It's
we
not
know
weird.
What it is.
It's not weird.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's sad and it's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and I think that downplays it too by just calling it weird sometimes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's like
that is what I mean.
They're not being weirdos, quirky, whatever. They're trying to
killing
eliminate
people.
Gay people. Yeah.
They're killing people.
Right. Right. Let's look at the time. I think I gotta shove that. You want one?